In Romans, the 6th chapter, in verse 15, Paul is kind of taking the Romans to task for their attitude. Because they had, because they were under grace, they decided they could keep on sinning. That was not what they were supposed to do. So in verse 15 through 18, he says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." I'd like to call your attention briefly to verse 17, where he says, "You obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered." Notice particularly that it says, "You were delivered to the form of doctrine." Not that the doctrine was delivered to you, but that you were delivered to it. Actually, the scholars say that this word form, as used in this passage, could be translated as a mold. So we could say, and I don't rather like that translation, because you're delivered to that mold of teaching. So the Romans were brought to that mold, as were you and I, by the way, because we had to obey that form of doctrine, had to become obedient to the mold in order to become different. These Christians at Rome had presented themselves to the mold as sinners, lost and undone, came out of that mold forgiven, children of God. Wholly different, as Paul had written prior in the prior verses in this chapter, verse 4, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Came out of that mold a new person. They didn't come out the same way they went in. So the mold being the gospel, of course. Those people who had believed upon the Christ, that he was the Son of God, as he had claimed he was, that he was dead, had been buried, and was resurrected, and now sat at the right hand of the Father. The fact that they had confessed that this was true, the fact that they had repented and had decided that they needed to change their lives, the fact that they had allowed themselves to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of their sins, from which they arose from that mold to walk in newness of life. That's the mold which Paul is referring here. So, if you've been brought to that mold and have not submitted yourself to it, we certainly encourage you to do so at your earliest opportunity, so that you might become a new person and not continue to depend upon the grace of God to continually forgive you, but to live a new man, not continually sinning because God's grace will cover it, but because you are new, having been molded into a new person. If you need to obey the gospel, would you do that tonight while we stand and sing for your encouragement?